incomprehensible.
It's out of control.
How about common sense?
Doesn't matter.
Why not?
This is the kind of thing that drives people crazy.
It's your right.
Doesn't matter. I have absolutely no interest.
By the way, that could have been Marjorie talking about the Tom Brady case. Okay, Marjorie, you ask her today.
Emily.
Emily.
Do you have a theme?
I do, and you guys are going to like this because you're going to have some of your own, all right?
Okay, great.
So this is sure signs that summer is coming, and I'm not talking about the obvious, like the launch of the duck boats and that kind of thing. I'm talking about subtle behavior in human beings that you know that summer is coming. The first one, I have to give fair credit to Stanley Forman because I saw it in a tweet. So number one, this one comes from Stan Forman. Sure sign of summer is coming. People start rolling down their car windows so their dogs can stick their heads out.
I love that.
Isn't that cute?
I don't have a dog.
It's just so true.
That's true.
All right, rest of them are totally mine. The seasonal complaints begin. Allergies, leaf blowers, Cape traffic, loud motorcycles, boom boxes from car stereos, and then we all do the news cycle. We all run out and cover these stories, right? All right, so people run out into their backyards, pull the shrink wrap off their boats, and then leave it there for another 6 weeks or sometimes the whole summer because it's really too big of a hassle to put a boat from your backyard and then launch it into the water.
The unfortunate thing for you at home, you don't get to see Emily deliver the list. You can see that there's certain things that there's a personal sort of hook to.
No,
that
I just
really
noticed that. I don't have a boat in my backyard.
Don't?
No.
Oh, that's too
All right,
bad.
Here's one. Yeah. Women run out to buy new bathing suits.
Oh,
and then
horrible.
They come home empty-handed because
they gain 10 pounds.
They have
over
to vow
there.
To lose the 6 pounds before they go. So
that's
just
sad,
an annual right.
One.
And I see them all over there at the Lord & Taylor's trying to buy the bathing suits.
We wear gym shorts, but go ahead.
All right. People drag out their lawn furniture and vow to scrub it down, right? All the black stuff and the pollen and everything.
Gross.
The first rainstorm comes along, forget it. You're never going to scrub the. Am I right?
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Never scrub it. Along those lines, people run out and buy those 10-pack, car wash 10-packs.
Oh.
And then after the long, salty winter, I'm going to wash my car every week. Never. Right? Once again, the first rainstorm comes
I drive
on.
By the self-serve thing, the self-serve car wash in Somerville, like almost every day. Tomorrow. I'm
All right.
Going
and finally,
how rusty
and
my
finally
car.
Sure sign the summer is coming. People start filling their summer weekend calendars. And then they realize every single weekend is booked. And they start looking forward to the fall. Is it true?
Oh, my God. That's very good.
But
That's
is it not great? You know, Marjorie mocks me because I talk about the weather almost every day. And we've never had this discussion with you, but it's a variation on this theme. Does this not feel great?
Oh, I mean, my God.
Do we
I was
wake
playing
up
tennis last night, and it was like, I couldn't even believe it.